we gather once again in this room, this church, with unlocked doors, and we listen to another resurrection story about Jesus appearing to the disciples who are hidden behind locked doors. He brings the gift of peace. Last week, we were told that the fearful disciples rejoiced when Jesus appeared with his wounded hands and feet and his pierced side. Thomas, who was absent, demanded more. In the end, Thomas professes that Jesus is his Lord and God. This week, that original group is joined by the two disciples who were leaving Jerusalem, and they meet Jesus on their way to Emmaus. Jesus once again brings the gift of peace to the disciples, who are described as being terrified. They think Jesus is a ghost. One biblical commentary has Jesus asking the disciples, "Why are you freaking out?" St. Luke is a bit more sophisticated. He has Jesus asking, "Why are you troubled? Why do you have so many questions?" "Come here," he says, "touch and see, and watch me. I'm going to eat a piece of baked fish. That's proof that I'm risen from the dead." We're not talking Lenten fish fry. We're talking about Jesus who is risen, the fulfillment of the law, the prophets, and all the Psalms. And why did he come among us? Why did he suffer, die, and rise? We're told so that repentance would be preached, forgiveness would be received, and his name would be proclaimed to all the nations. As we listen to the stories about the resurrection, the response to the resurrection of Jesus continues to include joy and doubt, fear and questions. Many folks today have no response at all. There's indifference. And some folks are freaking out because of what we believe about the Lord Jesus. But the church exists to preach what Jesus told us to preach. We have a mission. We are to be witnesses of the risen Christ. And we gather Sunday after Sunday to know Jesus in what today's scripture reading refers to in the breaking of bread. That phrase, breaking of the bread, was the word, or the term rather, that the early church used for the Eucharist. The Eucharist wasn't invented during the Middle Ages. From the beginning, the early church experienced Christ as alive and risen in Eucharist. And while we live at a time when so many folks claim to have open minds, those open minds are so often closed to the gospel and to the church. We gather because we are among those who have opened up our minds and hearts to the Lord Jesus. But there's probably room for improvement, where Jesus needs to open up our minds and our hearts more deeply so that we as Catholic disciples better understand Scripture, and that we as Catholic disciples appreciate the encounters we have with Jesus in the sacraments, and we come to know the risen Christ more deeply. You see, Jesus has commissioned us to declare his presence in a world that's real. In the real world, there's gladness and there's tragedy. There are reasons for hope and there are moments of despair. There's loads and loads of life, but there's also grief. Disciples of Jesus, we gather in church, we gather to worship God, and we gather to be nourished. But then, at the end of our worship, we are always sent to go, to get out of here, and to be witnesses of Jesus Christ, living our lives in his company. And so as we gather to celebrate the Eucharist, the Word of God poses a question. What troubles you? What troubles me about Jesus? Because sometimes our relationship with Jesus troubles us. His teachings, his value system, can sometimes be so different from the rest of our own. I wasn't present for the dinner, but evidently last Saturday night when the wrestling coach, Cale Sanderson, spoke at the convention center, one of the points he made to the audience was to love your opponents. Now, I've been a high school principal. I've been around school kids for a while. Rarely, actually, truth be told, I've never heard a coach tell the athletes to love your opponents. Isn't that what Jesus taught in the gospel? Love your enemies, you know? To love your opponents. What a powerful message for us to hear this day and age. Carrying the cross of Jesus is a hard teaching too. It's not the type of trophy folks like to receive. And we also sometimes are troubled by the fact that when we pray, God doesn't do what we tell God to do. And boy, do we have questions. Why do bad things happen to really good people? And why can't we just do whatever we want to do? Why do we have to keep God's commandments? Can't we make our own commandments? And why do I need the church if I got Jesus? And what causes us to freak out? Because freaking out has almost become an art at this point in human history. In the end, Jesus asks us to believe in him, to trust in him, to follow him, to love him. During the Easter season, Catholics of different ages are encountering the risen Christ over and over again. Hundreds of us on any given weekend encounter Christ here. This year, 40 of our children will receive Holy Communion for the first time. This past Tuesday night, 20 of our teenagers received the sacrament of confirmation. We continue to be startled and terrified. We are sometimes troubled, and we have questions. And we have those moments when we are joyful, amazed, and glad. And all those experiences are proof that we're alive, and we desire to have a real, trusting relationship with the living, risen Christ. In the words of today's psalm, Lord, let your face shine upon us and put gladness into our hearts.